Medr says in Bereishis, Perek Yud Tes, Ayin Beis, that Arbahen Shapasu Ba'af, the four people that started their statements with the word Af, Benevdu Ba'af, and they were destroyed, Ba'af, they were destroyed with anger because of this statement that they made. The Nachash started off with Af Ki Amar Hashem, and he was destroyed. Sar Aifim started off with Af Ani B'chalaymi. Karach V'Adasa started off with the word Af, Af Lael Eretz Zavas Chal V'Dvash, and Haman started with the word Af, Af Lahiviyah. So we see for the Medrash that to start off his statement with the word af is not a good thing. And based upon this, I saw Gavaldik Akasha from the Baal Afla. The Afla is Akasha. This is brought down in the Hakadama of the Sefer State Sefer and Maseches Ksubis, B'Shem, the Sefer Piria B'Itay on Maseches Erev and Page Shin Yudalid. And the Afla asks like this. He says, how does Rabbeinu HaKadosh start off the fifth Perek of Ksubis with the word af? Afal Pisha Amar B'Sil Gavim Masayim. L'chari, you see from this Medrash that it's not good to start off with the word af, even though over here af is in different contexts, but Lamaisa starting off with af is not a good thing. So the question is, how could Rabbeinu HaKadosh start off the Mishnah with the word af if it's not a good thing to start off with the word af? L'chari could have started off a different way, but af going to start off with af is l'chari tzarechian. And the Hafla answered, the Pelda Kazakh, he said like this, he says, it's Yadua that Maseches Ksubis has 13 prakim. And the Mekubalim write that the 13 prakim of Maseches Ksubis are mechuvin kenegi the Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And the fifth mitzvah of Yigim Midas Arachimim is the mitzvah of Erech Apayim. So he said that the fifth parak of Ksubis is Mechumen Keneged the mitzvah of Erech Apayim. And being that Erech Apayim, the pshat is that it takes the Apayim, it takes the Af and it's Mayrchit, it's Mamtikit and allows the Af to be delayed and the Af and the Kas of Apayim is not Payel. That's good what the mitzvah of Erech Apayim is. Memela Bedafka, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was able to start parak Afal Pi over here with the word Af. Over here, there's no sakana that af should lead to chema because this is connected to the mitzvah of Erech Apayim, which is mamtik the ending of af, mamtik the ending of kas, and fakir through the limud hatayra of the perek afalpi, and through the mitzvah of Erech Apayim, we're able to be mamtik it and turn the af into the hepech of af to turn it into a davar toiv. Ad kan is the gavaldik beer from the hafla. L'chari, you could just be mired on this that it's not so pasha. The cheshbon is saying that the fifth mitzvah of gimlis rachamim is the mitzvah of Erech Apayim. L'chari, that doesn't seem to be true. There's two main Shitas and how you cheshbon the gimel yud gimel midas. One shita is you start from the first Hashem, and if you go with that cheshbon, you have Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Vechanun. So the fifth midah would be Chanun. Erech Apayim would be the sixth midah, not the fifth midah. And if you go with the other cheshbon, that Hashem, Hashem is a hakdam, and the first midah is Kel. So then you have Kel, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim would be the fourth midah. And that also doesn't seem to work out unless you learn that Erech Apayim with two separate midas, like some learn. So maybe Erech would be the fourth, Apayim would be the fifth. Maybe that way it would work out. Or it could be going like the Shita that the first Hashem is not counted and you start the midas from the second Hashem. So it's Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Mechanun, and then comes Erech Apayim, Lefidah Cheshbon, Erech Apayim would taka be the fifth midah, and it would be Mechubin Lefidah Cheshbon, Dalkal Panim. That is the Gevaldik of Pshat from the Hafla. We should be Zeicha by learning the fifth Perek Ksubis to be Ma'ir, the midah of Erech Apayim. There shouldn't be any Af, and Af should turn into the Hepech of Af, should turn into the Davar Taiv, through the Limud HaTorah of this Perek.